Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for my friend, my mentor, Mr. Del Walmsley, and we're working on your financial freedom. And we're going to do so today by talking about a topic that I know Del has brought up in the past, and I'm going to bring it up one more time, and maybe I'm going to put my spin on it. Maybe I'm just going to completely agree with what Del said in the past, which I tend to do. And I don't do that because I'm falling in line. You know, like Del said something, I got to follow in line. I'm a minion. No, I'm a free thinker. I think for myself. The crazy thing is Del and I tend to agree on a lot of stuff. Yeah, we do. I listen to, I'm a listener. I know I do radio. I do podcasts. I'm a promoter, if you will. I'm an educator. I'm somebody that just absolutely believes in what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited, because what we do there is we change people's lives. And the one thing Del has brought up in the past is he has talked about insulation. And you're thinking to yourself, insulation? Are you talking about that stuff in the attic, the stuff keeping the hot air out of my house? Nope, not that kind of insulation. I'm talking about the insulation that real estate provides. There is an insulation against what goes on in the general economy that some, for one reason or another, protects us from price changes. It does. Have you noticed there's been a little thing going on called inflation? Now, you can pick your favorite president or your non-favorite president and pin the tail on the donkey and say, that's the guy that started it. And you might be wrong, you might be right. Doesn't really matter. Doesn't change the fact we have inflation going on in the economy, right? So what does that mean, inflation? It means that the things that we used to purchase for consumption previously cost more today than they did back in the day. So, you know, I went to AI and I said, hey, give me the prices of the 10 most common household products in America circa 2017 and compared it to today's prices. Now, you're probably wondering why I went back to 2017. Here's why. That's the year it all changed for me. That's the year I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. That's the year I started listening to Del Walmsley, and I started agreeing with a lot of the things that he says. Matter of fact, I agree with just about 100% of what he said. Now, there's a couple things we could have disagreements about, and most of those are very minor. But on the big ticket items, we pretty much fall in lockstep. And I come from a completely different background than Del comes from. Del, you know, he went to high school, spent a little time in college, got into the workforce, became a bodybuilder. He was like Mr. Texas. He's done some amazing things in his life. But he, like me, was working for the man. He was working in the health club industry, putting in, if I remember the story correctly, like 60 hours a week. You might be able to relate to that. While he was doing that, I was serving in the United States Army, putting in like 90 hours per week. Yeah, it's just how things rolled. And here you have two different people, slightly different ages. Del's a little bit older than I am. And Del figured out how to retire himself in his 30s. Now, when I was in my 30s, I was starting a family. I was working hard in the United States Army. I was working on a pension. I thought that real estate was the way to go. I just didn't know how to do it. I had nobody to show me the roadmap to success. As a matter of fact, when I was in my 30s, Del was probably in his late 30s. And I think that's about the time Lifestyles Unlimited was created, all the way back in 1990. So Lifestyles Unlimited was created to provide a solution for people like you and me, a solution to things like inflation, a solution to things like price increases. And it uses real estate as the mechanism for investment. that protects us. It does. Now, let me just share some interesting facts with you. And again, I'm going to go back to 2017 because that's the year that I got to know about Del Walmsley. I found out about Lifestyles Unlimited. I became a member, and I started my journey to change what I would call a retirement disaster into a non-disaster. And Del Walmsley helped me the entire way. He did. Lifestyles Unlimited was the mechanism that I used to get myself to a place of 100% retirement, where I wasn't reliant upon a job, where I don't care. Here, I'll give you the Dell quote right now. Dell has said this repeatedly. He doesn't care about inflation. He doesn't, because he kind of benefits from it. Because along with the price of eggs, milk, bread, ground beef, chicken, bananas, bacon, whatever else you buy in your household, maybe it's butter, coffee, flour, those prices have tended to go up over time. Eggs, you could buy a dozen eggs for like $1.50 back in 2017. Now recently we've noticed the prices come down, right? On eggs, because they really got high. They were like, what, it's $6 a dozen? They were crazy high because of how the government dealt with the avian flu epidemic, and they had to put down a bunch of chickens, and a lot of those chickens were egg-laying chickens. And, well, it created a problem in our food supply chain. There was not enough supply. The price went up. That's how supply and demand works. Prices went real high. Now they've come back down. Now that situation's been resolved. But eggs haven't got back down to $1.50 a dozen. They're floating around, I don't know, $2.17. That represents almost a 50% change in pricing. Now, it doesn't include the inflated pricings that we dealt with. This is the new balanced pricing, the normal market force pricing, but that represents a 50%, almost 50% change in pricing in a 9-year period. Milk's regulated, right? Government controls prices on milk. Yeah, they've been allowing the prices to go up. You could buy a gallon of milk, whole milk, for like $3.20 a gallon 9 years ago. Going to your supermarket today, you're probably paying like $4.35. Milk has gone up about 34% over the last 9 years. And that's kind of an important thing to point out. I'm going to grab my little calculator here, and we're going to do some math. You want to do some math? I know math's your favorite thing, right? So if we take 34 and we divide it by 9, and what I'm doing is I'm trying to figure out the annual inflation rate for milk. So if we take 34%, increase over a 9-year period, we divide it by that 9-year period, it should give us the average annual price increase, 3.77%. 3.77%. I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, right? I mean, if you figure 3.77% and you compare it to, well, let's say something that costs a dollar. I know it's unrealistic in today's pricing, but let's say you could buy something for a dollar and the price went up 3.7%. That means the new price is $1.04, right? Because you got to round up. Doesn't seem like it's that bad. It's 4 extra pennies. You got 4 extra pennies. I mean, you're making good bank, right? And that's where it starts. It starts eroding on your income because your income may not be keeping up. And that's one of the other things that Dell harps on. Your income has to keep up with what the rest of the world is doing. In the next segment, we're going to get back into pricing because, boy, have I got some shocking numbers to share with you. Stick around. Welcome back to the show. So I could literally spend the rest of this show giving you data about how prices have gone up. And one of the concerns that you need to address are your wages, or I should say your income. Now, when I say wages, that's pretty accurate. Because most of you make money by going to work, doing what your boss tells you to do in exchange for a paycheck. And you use that paycheck to fund your lifestyle. If there's no job, there's no paycheck. Now, one of the curious things that I've noticed, and I don't have any statistical data to back this, I really didn't go research this. This is just based off of research that I have done previously. Wages, I do not believe, have been keeping up with the cost of everyday goods going up. Nor do I think that those increases in prices for the goods that we consume have been paying the workers that help provide those goods and services more money. Am I onto something? When's the last time you got a raise? When's the last time your boss called you in and said, yeah, things are doing really good. As a matter of fact, prices for ground beef are up 80% over the last 9 years. So as a result of that, we're going to give you an 80% raise. You haven't heard that, right? Yeah, you didn't get an 80% raise. You didn't get an 8% raise. Heck, you may not have even gotten a 3% raise. Because I think that's what raises are nowadays. Now, there's some exceptions. There's some companies out there that I think do a pretty decent job of taking care of their employees, but it's not all of them. I think most raises that are handed out are just to try and keep you up to speed with what inflation is doing, which means you're not really getting ahead. You're not getting more income to spend on the things that you want to spend that additional income on. And maybe one of those things you want to spend that additional income on is real estate. Because when you buy real estate, you do it correctly. Real estate's going to pay you multiple ways. One of those ways is cash flow. That's an income stream. Lifestyles Unlimited members buy these assets every day. And those assets are protected against inflation because, believe it or not, real estate tends to follow what the rest of the market economy is doing. Residential real estate prices in the United States rose substantially from 2017 to now, mid-2026, and I'll just be real clear, with the bulk of the gains occurring through the pandemic boom years, followed by some slower appreciation and some real inflation-adjusted softness, but real estate is still doing really well. What does that mean, really well? Well, according to S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller U.S. National Home Price Index, boy, that was a lot to get out. Real estate has gone up in value roughly 80% over that nine-year period. It's actually keeping up with the price of ground beef. Yeah, ground beef has gone up like ridiculously high. Part of that has been due to a shortage of meat cows, and I think the government had their hands in that too, kind of like they had their hands in the avian flu thing. So some of that is, in my opinion, artificially adjusted upwards because you have people that shouldn't be messing with stuff they shouldn't be messing with. You know what I'm saying, right? Now, some of you don't agree with that, and I understand that. That's totally fine. That is absolutely your right. And I've served in the United States Army for 27 years to defend that right. So you go. You do your thing. I looked at the National Association of Realtors median existing home price sales pricing, and what it told me was the average price of a single-family home. This is nationwide, by the way. This is a nationwide number. In June of 2017, the average annual price was approximately $246,000. Right now, $440,600. It's roughly a 79% increase. 79%. Need more data? It's out there. I mean, you can go find it yourself. And I'm not trying to push you off. I'm just telling you, I'm sharing with you information that was actually shared with me 9 years ago when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah, real estate was keeping up with inflation back then, and real estate tends to keep up with inflation even now. Over a nine-year span, the major home prices, the indices rose on the order of 70 to 80% nominally. This outpaced many everyday grocery and household items, which typically rose maybe 20 to 50%, with outliers like ground beef, like I pointed out, being at 80%. Though both categories experienced elevated inflation during the pandemic. Pandemic was a problem. It created a lot of inflation. Housing remains a major driver of household wealth for owners of real estate and a significant affordability challenge for buyers. It's true. Younger people are finding it more difficult to buy in the marketplace. I mean, when I was a younger person, I found it difficult to buy in the marketplace. Even though prices were lower, wages were also lower. So you have that dilemma. And we're dealing with interest rates that are technically higher right now. Although I would argue that I've been alive for long enough to realize that interest rates today are still technically lower than what interest rates had been at throughout my entire lifetime, because I've lived through double-digit inflation. I've lived through inflation or interest rates that are like 17 or 18% on housing. Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy what the market can do. And the market's going to do what the market's going to do. When we come back, we're going to talk more about real estate. We're going to talk about you. And we're going to talk about how you can beat inflation using real estate. If you'd like to get a hold of me and ask me a question about this real estate investing stuff, send me an email at askal@luinc.com. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I am proudly sitting in for Del. By the way, Del is more than just a mentor to me. He's more than an educator to me. He's actually become a friend to me. Now, that doesn't mean I go over to his house every week and have dinner. I mean, it's not that tight of a friendship, but it's a professional friendship. I have gotten to know Del over the years, and he's a pretty interesting guy. He's a very complex character. He cares a lot about other people, and that's part of the reason Lifestyles Unlimited exists. Now, you may not have heard about Lifestyles Unlimited until you've stumbled across this episode, but I'm here to tell you, Lifestyles Unlimited is designed to make you a different person. It is designed to teach you about something that nobody else will teach you about, a different type of investing that nobody talks about around the water cooler. And if they do, they're kind of like a pariah, right? Because nobody here does real estate investing. We all do mutual funds. We all do stocks. We do 401ks. We do those kinds of things, right? Yeah, I mean, that's all designed to keep you in the workforce. You know that, right? Like the education system was designed to prepare you for the workforce, not to prepare you for the career that you wanted to have, but to prepare you to be a factory worker or an office worker. That's really what the education system's designed to do. I mean, think about it. A lot of you, when you go to work, where do you go? You go to the cubicle, right? Yeah, maybe you got an office, but a lot of you got a cubicle, and you got to sit in your cubicle and run your little hamster wheel, doing what the man tells you. Could be the woman, too. I don't know who's your boss, but you got to do what they tell you to do, right? Show up when they tell you to show up, do the work they tell you to do, stay late if they need you to stay late. You really don't get a choice in any of that, do you? You put in for days off. Sometimes they get approved. Sometimes they don't. They're in control of your life, not you. Everything they provide to you is designed to keep you in that ecosystem. Military is no different. Yeah, I spent 27 years serving in the United States Army. It's really no different. Back then, they put a pension out in front of you. They say, serve for 20 years on active duty and you get a pension. You can retire and start drawing an income stream. And that's what I did. I drew a pension when I retired from the Army. Problem was, there wasn't enough income coming in from that pension. It did not replace the income I was making when I was serving. It only replaced about 1/3 of that income. I had a big problem. I had an income problem. And I didn't have the real estate to solve the problem. I needed Lifestyles Unlimited. 2017, I'm listening to the radio. This particular show, not this one, because obviously my time machine doesn't work, but I'm listening to Del Walmsley on the radio, and he's making some serious points that are resonating with me. Hopefully the same types of serious points that I'm making that are resonating with you. And it got me thinking about the job that I took when I left the military, because I had to go back to work. I couldn't live off of a pension that only paid me 1/3 of what I used to make. And we were a single income household. We had been that way since my first child was born in 1998. We made a decision as a household that we would go frugal. We would live off of one income stream so that my wife could be there to raise the children, because that was very important to us. And we did good. I got two great children out of it. Well, they're adults now. One owns her own business, one serving in the military. Outstanding Americans, both of them. Love them both to death. And I think the decisions that we made way back then were influential in creating the wonderful people they are today. One's married, one's looking, one's thinking about having kids. Hey, grandchildren for me. The other one, not ready to have kids yet. Totally fine. They're living their lives. You know what they know about that I didn't know about? Lifestyles Unlimited. They're members. My son became a member with me at the age of 19 when I joined in 2017. He did. And he's been a member ever since. He's investing in real estate. He's 28 years old. He owns interests in three apartment communities, paying him cash flow, paying him equity capture when they acquired it, giving him forced appreciation, getting principal pay down, natural appreciation, tax advantages, the whole shebang. My daughter, she's been working on building her business, but we're getting ready to get her dialed in to start buying some real estate. Now, here's been the problem for her. She's self-employed, and she doesn't make a lot of money to be able to go out and qualify for single-family real estate. Now, here's the thing you don't know. There have been some changes in lending practices that actually allow her to be able to buy real estate for investment. Now, she can't go out and buy real estate for her to live in. She can't afford it. Her 2 years worth of tax returns don't support making a payment for housing, although she rents where she lives. So it is what it is. But with a DSCR loan, she can use the income from the asset as qualifying data, and it allows her to qualify for the property based off of the income that the asset produces. So this allows her to take money that she has saved up and invest it in real estate, even though she can't even go out and buy a house for herself. Kind of weird how that works, right? But that ties in with the comment I made earlier about the younger generation not being able to buy real estate. But what I just pointed out to you is there is a workaround for investors. It's legal. It makes sense. The interest rate that you pay is a little bit higher than if you had a straight like Fannie or Freddie loan. And here's the point. As long as everything pencils out, the interest rate doesn't matter. As long as the income is there to cover the expenses of operating the property and to provide you cash flow, you're going to be fine. And here's the other thing. Inflation, real estate's just going to keep up with it. So the values of your property are going to keep up or outpace inflation. Rent, by the way, is linked to inflation. Rents tend to go up. We're in a period right now where they're coming down a little bit. As a matter of fact, I'll talk a little bit about that in the next segment. But at the end of the day, real estate is a different asset class that you have not explored that you need to explore. You know, if you really are serious about changing your life, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on Start Here. There's some information from our founder and CEO, Del Walmsley, the guy I'm talking about, the guy whose name is on this particular show. And there's a reason for it. The information you're going to see is going to express to you that you're not alone. And more importantly, there is a solution for you. In the next segment, we'll break it on down. Welcome back to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. My name is Al Gordon. I'm proudly sitting in for Del. And we're talking about something that's going to change your life. We're talking about membership and Lifestyles Unlimited. We're talking about real estate investing. We're talking about things that you're not doing right now, and you're still wondering why you can't get ahead. You still wonder why you're stuck in the situation you're stuck in. Well, let's go back to what I've been sharing with you the entire episode. You've been conditioned to be exactly where you are. Lifestyles Unlimited will help you decondition. It starts with membership. See, Lifestyles Unlimited is not a one-and-done organization. In other words, you don't just, you know, become a member. It's like, oh, I got my membership card, and then nothing happens. Lifestyles Unlimited is unique. It is designed specifically to give you the solutions that you need to change your life, just like Del Walmsley did back in his 30s, just like I did when I became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2017. I stopped doing what I had been doing for investments, and I started doing what Lifestyles Unlimited taught me to do. I started buying multifamily assets. I started correcting, and the key word there is correcting, single family assets that I owned and operated incorrectly for many years. I wound up resolving the issues that I had with those problems, with those properties. And in doing so, I wound up transacting those properties into other properties that made me even more money. And then I transacted those properties and I bought more multifamily with it. And that's the type of investing I'm doing right now. I'm invested in multifamily apartment communities. And I'm also invested in cash. Now, some of you are thinking, well, you're invested in cash. doesn't cash technically kind of go down? Isn't cash kind of linked to inflation? Yeah, technically it kind of is linked to inflation. I remember I did a show a while back on a $50 bill that I received when I was very young. I think I was like 13 or 14 years old. I was operating a paper route. Somebody paid me with a $50 bill, and I had never seen a $50 bill before, and I kept it in a book, a family book, and I pulled it out, I don't know, about a year or two ago, and I was doing a show on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show about inflation, and I talked about that $50 bill, and I talked about what the buying power was when I was 13 or 14 compared to what it is now, greatly reduced. So yeah, cash is linked to inflation, but it is specifically in cash so that it is in a liquid source. Because I'm looking to buy my own apartment community, and I'll allow some of my fellow Lifestyles Unlimited members to invest with me. Ones that I have good relationships with, ones that understand what I'm doing for investing, one that have similar investing goals and objectives as mine, and I'm on the hunt for that property. As a matter of fact, I'm not only on the hunt for that property, I'm on the hunt for the two properties after. So I have a plan in place to buy three apartment communities in the next 2 years. And the key thing is I'm not going to overpay for them. They've got to have potential, and they've got to make us money. They got to make us cash flow. They got to make us equity gains, tax advantages. I have certain metrics in mind for what the asset must be able to produce, or I won't buy it, because I'm not interested in spending a bunch of time on an asset that won't make me any money. I've got mentors assisting me. One of them is Del Wamsley himself. As a matter of fact, every single property that I come across that I think could work, the first thing that I do is I get a hold of Del and I say, hey, I've got one. I need a little bit of your time to talk this through. And you know what Del does for me? He gives me his time. We talk it through. I get an extra set of expert eyes on the target. And you know what? He's got a lot more experience than I do. And he picks up on things that I miss. And he brings them to light. And we talk them through. And sometimes we kill the deal right there. Sometimes he finds something, he says, because of this, it won't work. And then he explains to me the why. And I understand the why. So we take that particular asset, we set it aside, and we go on looking for the next one. And then if I find one where Dell says, hey, you know what, we might be able to make some money on this thing. And he has told me that. Then we get a little bit more into the weeds on the property. We start doing more due diligence. We start figuring out whether or not the asset's going to work. Key thing being, we are always on guard to make sure that we're not putting ourselves in a position to lose money. Real estate investing is all about making money. But if you do not do it correctly, if you do not do it the Lifestyles Unlimited way, you could have significant problems. And we don't want that for you. Part of the reason Lifestyles Unlimited exists is to help you make great decisions while you grow your life and you move away from what you've been conditioned to do into being the person you've always wanted to be. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on Start Here, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.